This meeting is now being recorded.
Very good set of numbers.
I think Anant was also supposed to join in, so. All right, anybody else? Otherwise, Ashok, I think we can start with your questions. Not a problem.
I just wanted to get the update from management, you know, from the chairman, sort of how it's looking in the future, NDTC convergence.
Let's kick on the manager. You want to wait anymore or should we just start?
I think we can start. This is in any way overview. Vikram, if you can give an overview of the numbers and our focus on the digital first, and then we'll start taking specific questions. Whoever joins in will anyway hear us.
Okay, that's great. So just to give the overall sort of summary, as you all know, we've been talking about it now for the last year and a half as to what the
Vodafone
उपभोक्त्याला
कॉल केला आहे त्याने तुमचा कॉल होल्डवर ठेवला आहे कृपया माइंड रहा. The Vodafone subscriber that you have called has put you on hold.
Somebody has put us on hold.
Sorry, that was me.
Okay. Yeah, fine. So essentially, we've been talking about what our overall strategy is going to be for a while. So while our television business is to some extent dependent on external factors like the sorting out of TAM and what's going to happen in distribution and carriage fees and the rest of it, we took some internal strategic steps over the last couple of years. Now, all of them are looking as if they are starting to pay off a certain amount of dividends already. So, number one, when it came to NDTV profit, we recast that as Profit Prime. And again, that was done in March of last year. And as we saw, just one quarter after that, so one quarter of further losses, NDTV profit used to be the biggest drag on the group, losing some 30, 40 rupees a year. And so, after recasting it as Profit Prime, now we've had the second consecutive quarter of EBITDA break-even. So essentially, within 4 or 5 months of doing the recast, it became a bit of break-even. So that was that's something which I think we're very satisfied about, and we hope that that continues. Second, of course, the biggest strategic thing that we've been doing, focusing on for a while, has been our digital businesses, and those have been growing not just in terms of page views, but also in terms of actual revenue. For 4, 5, 6 years now, 40-50% plus growth rates in revenue and very decent traffic also. I mean, more than decent traffic. It's like 600 million page views a month now is what we're doing. And now the size has become large enough. It's now, as you can see, generating in absolute numbers also. The numbers are pretty strong, like 30 crore rupees was the revenue that we did this quarter, which for a digital business and an EBITDA positive, profitable, PAT positive digital business are strong numbers. And even on the e-commerce front, there was a good traction this quarter, and overall revenues are doing quite well. So basically, there is a lot of news happening on the TV front also. TAM is likely to be phased out and the other things like that. But at least we were not marking time. So the strategic things that we did on the side are all now seen because they have a certain amount of success. Saurav, you want to add something to that?
No, nothing much except that, when last time when we did the, all analyst meet, we had kind of stressed on the fact that we want to focus on our core business, which is, our TV and convergence, which is our digital side of the business. So, what we are coming back to you is with very strong growth on the digital side of the business, where convergence numbers, as Vikram says, almost grown more than 50%. And on the TV side, where there are some external challenges in terms of digitization and television ratings, etc. But internally profit was leading. Now that we have turned around, so TV has now got into a sustainable kind of a mode, and digital is doing well. E-commerce is the other side of the digital business where we kind of not making that much of money. But if you look at this quarter, we have done fairly well on the e-commerce side as well. So overall, the digital side of the business is where the growth is coming from, and TV side has got into a sustainable mode.
So I think that's about it from the overall view, and just to add to what you said, that's pretty much the way it's looking. Now, any other questions?
Hi, this is Chola.
Sorry, have some other people joined?
Yeah, hi Vikram, this is Saurabh.
Saurabh, hi, good morning, Manisha here.
Yeah, hi Manisha, good morning.
Good morning.
Just had a quick question, so I just wanted to understand, where do you see the traction coming in this quarter and in the 9 months? Are you seeing it primarily on the English channel side, the news, the Hindi news channel side, or the client side?
If I can tell you the way those channels and all are for really substantial traction now on the TV side. I mean, that look, the big loss making areas on the television side have we've taken the steps to try and stem the losses out there. So whether it was NDTV India, which last year or year before last was losing them 25-30 crore rupees, that lead has been stemmed through a number of steps. And profit was the other big loss making area, which now, as I said, a bit of break even 2 quarters running. So on the 24/7, the English news business has always been profitable, and that obviously is continuing. But for what we are really looking for now on the TV side is there are some external things that need to happen for the television side to really take off in a meaningful manner, and that's what we are continuing to fight for. So the ratings, as you must have heard in the last couple of days, there is now news coming out that broadcasters the phase out of TAM and its replacement by ARC might be something that is happening in the next couple of months. That is something we're going to be watching very carefully. What is happening on digitization and when subscription money will start to flow in, that is something that we are watching very carefully. What's happening on carriage fees is something we're watching very carefully. So these are slightly external to us. Whatever we could do internally, we've now done on the TV side. So we are watching some of these external factors very closely, and if, as and when those pan out, then there will be, we hope, a lot of traction on the TV side. But in the meantime, I think our immediate growth driver that we, as we've been saying, is we think that there is a leadership position we've got online, and it is our intention to continue to focus on that, to build that out, to invest in it. The new sites that we've been creating, which are doing very well. So this is really the area that while we are waiting for external things to be sorted out in television, we will continue to focus on scaling up digital, which I think we've been doing very successfully now for several years.
And also, would you be able to give a breakup? How much is coming from 24/7, India, Prime, for the revenue?
Saurabh?
Yeah, so we don't give a kind of a quarterly breakup, but I can explain the overall number to you. If you look at the TV revenue, 134 crores is what we earned in this quarter. 24/7 would be roughly around 45% of that. So 24/7 maintains its profitability despite pressure on the distribution side of the business, and that's not an NDTV problem. That, as Vikram says, is an industry-wide problem where carriage fees has not gone down as expected. And on the income side also, because of the TRA order, Media Pro kind of breakdown or whatever. So revenues have been affected, but despite that, the profitability of 24/7 has been maintained. But the big growth, if you see our numbers, we have grown almost 10% year on year on the revenue side of news business. The big growth has actually come from profit. because of the restructuring of profit, we've now got sponsorship revenues for the various bands on Profit Prime. So Profit has got a Profit is the first half where we've got a tie-up with NAC, and on the Prime side, we've got several bands and we've got sponsorship for those bands. So that's kind of de-risked us from any rating kind of movement, and the revenues have come from there. So the big growth in revenues have come from Profit, and ad revenues have also gone up marginally. So does that answer your question? India remains kind of in a break-even mode. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, but you know, you said so 134 crores is the revenue from TV, out of which 45% is from 24/7. And can you give a breakup of the others? India, Prime.
So India and Prime, so India is roughly 20% of that.
Okay.
So 45%, 20%, and 25%. That's the kind of breakup.
Right. And would it be fair to assume that, you know, even for the 9 months or for the last year, roughly this is sort of a breakup?
See, Profit Prime is kind of ramping up right now. So if you do a 9 months thing, then you have to do a bit of adjustment on the Profit Prime side.
Sure.
Maybe that would be around 16-17% if you kind of normalize it for the 9 months.
And would it also be possible to, you know, get a breakup of EBITDA as far as the channels is concerned? You're doing that, you know, you're having a separate...
You're saying EBITDA by channel?
Yes.
We don't disclose that information on a quarterly basis. Maybe at the end of the year, like last year, we did give a channel-wise thing. We could do that at the end of the year. But as I said, 24/7 profitability... levels are maintained, in fact, slightly better than what was there last year. India remains in a break-even zone, and Profit Prime, as Vikram said, has broken even for two quarters now.
So if you can just...
So, historically, just to add to what Saurav said, historically, like if you look at 2 years back or 3 years back or even a year ago, the EBITDA positive position of 24/7 used to get eroded a bit by the fact that both India and Profit were very sharply EBITDA negative. So both of those having come to EBITDA break-even position means that, the business is looking a bit more sustainable.
Right. What were the numbers for last year, EBITDA margin wise?
I think that both Profit and, the last 2-3 years, both Profit and NETV India were losing money. I think Profit was losing about 30-40 crore rupees a year, and India was losing 20-25 crore rupees a year. So that was really, for the last 3 or 4 years, that's been contributing a fair amount to the losses in the group.
Yeah.
You said, you know, you've seen big growth coming from Profit, and it's broken even on the EBITDA level. But you sort of see it becoming... profitable in the next, say, 1 to 2 years?
See, we don't want to make any forward-looking statements at this stage. As I said, that, you know, on the television side, and I'm going on stressing this, that there are a lot of steps that we are taking internally. We've taken a lot of those steps, from cost cuts to restructuring to positioning to all of that. That stuff is behind us. We do feel that there are some important external issues that need to be sorted out. Now, the indications are that people are going to be so that, you know, the government, the industry, everyone are coming together to try and sort out those issues. But I think the real, but a lot does depend on that also.
All right. Anybody else has joined? Anand, any questions?
I have a question. Hi.
So, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, can you hear me? Anant here?
Anant, hi. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Anant.
So I just want to refer to the analyst meet that we had the previous time, and I logged in a bit late, so sorry if you already discussed this. But any progress on the restructuring part of NDTV that you were looking at to sort of unlock value?
So no concrete steps or decisions on that as of this stage. But you know, the essential what we were really talking about and what we are continuing to consider is that obviously there is a certain value that is coming from the fact that we do have very strong growth and very massive traction, a lot of traffic on our online business. So the whole concept of restructuring and the whole concept of, you know, unlocking value arises from the fact that do we think that shareholders are getting value for whatever is happening in that digital business. So we are continuing to look at that very closely and looking at what all other possibilities and what can be done to ensure that shareholders get value. But any specific concrete decisions that have been taken at this point? No. I mean, obviously, we'll be disclosed when those specific decisions are taken. So, Arav, with that, would you add to that?
Yeah. So we are still looking at all the options. The idea is obviously to enhance value of the company by doing business and enhancing value of individual businesses. So we have started giving out more information to the shareholders, like was advised by all of you in the last analyst meet. You wanted to know the breakup of our TV by channel, digital. So that's what we have done. E-commerce, we do a disclosure as a separate segment in any case. So as a starter, we have done that, and we are looking at restructuring ideas or possibilities as well.
Yeah, and
we'll let you know. Sorry.
Yeah, so as just to add to what Saurav is saying, we also feel that I think by the end of the year, when the annual results come out, we will do more, perhaps, you know, look at a more detailed breakup also and give it, because I think, you know, some of those, this is another feedback that we got from that analyst meet that we did with all of you 3-4 months back, that people said actually just a lot more, you know, information that is coming may also help achieve a lot of the purposes. So, for example, as you can see in the past this time, if you look at the SEBI format also, it becomes reasonably clear that if you look at the main business, which is the television and related businesses, and even the digital content business, the profitability there is actually reasonably healthy. Losses, if any, are coming from the e-commerce side, which is okay, because the e-commerce side, you do lose money, but then there is, you know, there are strong values and valuations that you can have. So that, I think, is also something which becomes, if you look at the sheet, and maybe Saurav can walk you through the numbers, that is again a bit highlighted, that television and if you look at the different segment analysis, television, media, and related operations would be driving something like, Saurav, what would be the number? Something like 13 crore rupees or something in profit.
Yeah.
So e-commerce, the losses.
Yeah. Yeah, so TV business, which was actually losing money earlier and mainly on account of NDTV profit. So that has now started generating money. So we actually have an EBITDA of 18 crores, so which is roughly around 15% or something. And it's up from 7%, which was there last year. And we have a PAT positive of 7 crores. Last year we had a loss of 3 crores. On the digital side, the revenues, on the digital side was always about how fast we are growing in terms of traffic and revenues. So we've had more than 50% revenue growth on the digital side, from 19 crores last year to 30 crores. And despite this revenue growth, we've maintained profitability. And on the e-commerce side, just to expand a little bit more, we are getting investors to invest in the e-commerce side of business. We are not deploying any of the internal accruals from the TV on digital side, not yet. So it's all coming from investors, number one. Number two, just in terms of the growth of the business, it's the last quarter has been a good quarter. We had a gross merchandise value of close to 29 crores in that quarter. Up from almost 2.5 crores in the previous quarter. So which is kind of a robust growth. So that business, though it's losing a little bit of money, but it's getting us a lot of value. Again, it's an extension of the digital and the TV outreach that we have, because in this business, we haven't deployed much cash in terms of marketing. We have used our TV and our digital outreach to, you know, kind of promote these businesses. So that's where we are, really.
So again, just to amplify what Saurav said, if you look at it, therefore, on the television side, profitable, on the digital content side, growing very fast and yet profitable. On the e-commerce side, the growth is, in fact, much even stronger than that, because, as Saurav was saying, 2 crore or 3 crore rupees the previous quarter to 29 crore rupees in this quarter is very substantial revenue. But e-commerce businesses do lose money, which is why we will be looking at, you know, I don't think the NDTV group wants to be funding those losses, so we will be looking at investors, and people get what the e-commerce, you know, the value is that is being driven in there. So that roughly is the way, you know, we should look at our business and the numbers there.
Right, just one last question from my side. I'm just referring to the contrast between the previous government versus this government on digitization. And I get a feeling that there was a lot more news flow and trust from the previous government versus it doesn't seem to be as much as a priority for the current one. Would you agree with that, or am I reading something wrong?
No, I think this government, and we've all spoken to this government in some detail. You see, the issues are slightly different now. From our point of view, and I'm speaking specifically about NDTV, yes, this government is not talking too much about doing phase 4 digitization and putting out more boxes and all of that. But that's almost, from our point of view, slightly infructuous, because that's not really in our target areas. For us, the bigger concern was that phase 1 digitization, which has already happened, so nothing more needs to be done from the digitization front. The big issue on that is that the economic model has not changed after digitization. You're not still getting, you know, subscription money flowing up to broadcasters. Carriage fees are still not coming down. So for us, the question was not to do more digitization. That's okay. They can keep doing that. They can do it whenever they want to. The real question for us is that when are you going to ensure that existing digitization is implemented in both letter and spirit? And then what the economic consequences of that were supposed to be. So even if the government is not talking too much about, you know, when is phase 4 going to happen, that's fine by us. As long as they take meaningful steps on the ground to ensure that existing digitization which has happened actually starts, the economic benefits start to translate. That would also be a very good issue.
Right. Thank you.
All right. I'm not sure if Rohit was on leave. So anybody else has joined in the call?
Yeah, ma'am. I have joined the call. Parimal Mithani.
Parimal, hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry for logging late, but okay, if you can just highlight for the quarter, for the performance in terms of what was the key leader for this quarter, if you can tell us.
Yeah, Parimal, so I'll just recap. I said a bit of the beginning, but let me just recap for the sake of everyone, you know, who may have joined also. Look, essentially, just to summarize everything, strategically, the way we've been looking at this business, and which I think, you know, all everyone should look at the business, is we were a TV business and we were a digital business. And we've always been, and the TV business is to some extent dependent on external factors. So on the TV side, we had to do a lot of things internally to set our own house in order, which we did by cost cutting a couple of years back. We did it by restructuring Profit Prime and making it from profit, making it Profit Prime, and by taking other steps to do whatever we could do internally. Those internal steps have started to show a certain amount of results, in the sense that 24/7 remains profitable as it has been always, but both India and Profit Prime have now become a bit of break-even. And for Profit Prime, that was a pretty major transition, because it was a very big loss maker for us. And now for the second consecutive quarter, it's been a bit break. That's the big news. On TV side, we are looking a bit at external factors I'm just outlining to really get substantial growth and traction in that. But as we've been at pains to point out to everyone, that we think a lot of the story that is not being fully understood or captured or reflected is the extent of the size and the scale of our digital business. So sticking with the content thing first, in terms of our traffic out there, it continues to be out of the charts. We're doing some 60 million unique visitors. Last month, we did some 600 million page views. So there's a very strong position of dominance on the digital content side. We've had a lot of success in building out niche sites like gadgets and auto and food, and all of the sites are growing very well. We practiced last 3 quarters also. So sites are doing very well, growing very nicely. We're adding transactions to them. So those businesses are doing very well. Then we have, so that's on the digital content side. As you can see, the revenue numbers out there are also looking very strong. It went from 19 crore rupees in the same quarter last year to 30 crore rupees this year. So not only is that very strong growth, but also in terms of absolute size, becomes a meaningful number now. You know, 30 crore rupees in a quarter for a digital business in India is a very strong number. For a content, and largely, you know, for the, on the content side is what I'm talking about. Then we have e-commerce. And on e-commerce, as Saurav was just saying, this has again been a very good quarter where gross merchandise value has gone from some 2-3 crore rupees to some 30 crore rupees or 28 crore rupees or something like that. So that has to be looked at as a slightly different business because obviously in e-commerce there are losses that have to be made. All e-commerce businesses lose money till a certain stage. So there, the revenues are growing well, but yes, there are losses out there. And so, you know, we have been getting investors and all to that. So that roughly sums up, I think, the big story. So, Arun, you want to add to that or amplify it?
Yeah, just two things. One, on the TV side, you know, just in terms of numbers, the EBITDA margin has grown almost double. If we look at last year number, where we did a revenue of 122 crores, we had a margin of 7%. It's now doubled to close to 15%. Now, this is despite the fact that the distribution pressures, external pressures continue because of dismantling of MediaPro. There has been an effect on the subscription revenues in this quarter. And the carriage fees has not come down, but these have been more than made up by the upside in terms of NDTV profit prime revenues and revenue performance of India and 24/7. So that's one thing that I want to mention, that despite the distribution pressure, our margins have doubled on the TV side, and we have got into a sustainable zone where we are making a profit after tax positive. We are 7 crores PAT positive as opposed to a loss of 3 crores. And on the e-commerce side, I just want to add to what Vikram said, that yes, it is making losses, but we are not funding those losses through the internal accruals that we are getting on the TV and convergence side. This business is going to be funded entirely by investors. And so far as NDTV is concerned, apart from the initial seed capital, we are going to use our TV and digital outreach to promote these businesses. As we know, in e-commerce, customer acquisition costs are one of the highest costs. Because of our TV and digital presence, not only in India but also outside India, almost 50% of our traffic on convergence comes from outside India. And on the TV side, we are present in more than 80 countries. So we are using our TV and digital outreach to kind of acquire customers. So that is helping us. These are the two additional points I wanted to make.
And again, so therefore, when you're looking at, and I think this is something that, you know, we will continue to draw people's attention to. There is, if you look at the segment analysis, even in the results that we've put out, essentially there are two segments to the business that you can look at it, which is television, media, and related operations, which to some extent will also, I think, include the, you know, the digital content side of the business, where, you know, there's 13.4 crore rupees of profitability, you know, and those numbers are looking strong. And then there'll be retail and e-commerce where there are losses. So that is the sort of a figure that, you know, people should perhaps keep a close eye on.
I just want to have a question for that television 13 crore which you mentioned. What was the major contributor to that 13 crore in that terms of? Was it equally distributed or it was what?
It comes largely... in terms of profitability, 24/7 has been always very profitable. And by the way, our digital content businesses are also profitable. You know, they and surprisingly so, because it's rare that you will see, you know, strong profitability in digital content businesses in the way we get it. So those are strong, and the others are a bit heavy. Saurav? On the digital side, yes. I mean, we're kind of maintaining a high growth rate in terms of our revenue growth and yet maintaining profit. Sorry, what exactly is the question? If you can.
No, there was 13 crores, which you said EBITDA positive, which is there in television and media, which you highlighted in your results. I just wanted to know which digital. What was the contribution of digital NDTV? If you can give a breakup of that 13 crores.
Oh, okay.
13 crores actually packed up.
Yeah.
We have issued a press release where we have actually given the breakup in terms of TV and digital.
Okay.
So, do you have that? Do you have that earnings release? I could mail it to you. I'll read out the numbers. Numbers, if that helps. So on the TV side, we have total revenues of 134 crores,
okay.
As opposed to 122 crores last year.
Okay.
And we have an EBITDA of 18 crores this year as opposed to 9 crores last year.
Okay.
Yeah. So roughly translates to an EBITDA margin of 15% or so this year as opposed to 7%.
Okay.
Close to 7% last year.
Okay.
Right? So the margins have doubled. Was your question that whether this is led by content? What exactly is
that? I wanted a digital contribution to this. What are the digital, like, the app contribution?
Oh, digital contribution. Okay. So this is the TV side. Now, on the digital side, which is convergence, I'll read out the numbers to you. We have, for this quarter, total revenues of 30 crores.
Okay.
And last year, it was 19.
Okay.
And in terms of EBITDA margin, it's as opposed to 6 crores last year, but here there is a one-time adjustment. If you take that out, so our EBITDA margin is actually close to 8 crores. So that translates to more than 20% for convergence. So convergence, if you look at the revenues, we've grown more than double, while our traffic has also improved substantially. Vikram was just talking about those numbers. We've got now close to 90 million. Vikram, did you say 90 million unique subscriber base?
No, our unique visitors in last month duplicated. We had about 60 million unique last month, which is a very high number. And
yeah, 60 million.
Okay. In terms of restructuring, what stage of completion are we in terms of where the process is, like, since you mentioned?
No, as I was saying a little earlier in the call, look, we were pointing to, we think we need to create, we need to figure out how to capture the value of our digital businesses right now. So it's not as if we've taken any concrete decisions. Last time also we were talking and getting suggestions and ideas from people, which we are still doing and trying to figure out the best way of doing it. Is it by restructuring? Is it by, you know, communication? Is it by combination of the two? So those thoughts and those discussions are still on and suggestions are still taken. There's no concrete decisions that have been taken as yet. And we will obviously disclose it whenever there is any decision taken. Concrete decision taken.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I have a question.
Hi, could you introduce yourself, please?
Nandita Parker.
Nandita.
Okay.
Hey, Nandita, how are you?
Hi. Great. So in terms of the digital side, can you give us a breakdown of how the progress of the three sites, like auto, gadgets, and food? Could you give us some numbers on those?
Yeah, so Nandita, all three of those are doing, you know, exceptionally well. The gadget site, in fact, is now doing something like 17 million unique visitors, which is by far India's number one gadget site. It's double the number two gadget site, which there is. And the traction of that is just off the scale. So that's very good. The food site is now doing something like 2.5 million unique visitors. So that, again, if you look at Comscore, is, I think, only second to Zomato in India. And Zomato is not strictly food content, that's more listing. So that business is doing very well. In auto, where we have also, we've got in a relationship and a partnership with Daita, so there is a lot of transactions elements that have also been baked into that. And again, the page views are now, I mean, we are getting like 2 million leaks out there. So if you look at the size and scale, even of those three new sites that we have launched, individually, each of them would be, in the case of auto, gadgets and food, they are top two, top three. And auto would also be top five, top six now in India.
Okay, and you mentioned that you were trying to drive transaction revenues from these. Could you describe a couple of the models that you're using?
We're still evaluating a number of models, but like, for example, if you look, go on to the food site right now, you can click and go across, you know, Shikha Sharma Diet, for example. This is more the affiliate model, where if you click on it, you can go to Shikha Sharma and give you diet plans, and you get a share of the revenue. If you look at it on the gadget side, for example, you can press the buy button. And like you've reviewed a gadget, you've seen a gadget, you found a good gadget, and you can press buy, and you know, you can then buy that gadget from Flipkart or Snapdeal and all that. So those are the sort of models that are in place right now. Now, obviously, we can continue to evaluate and see which models are the most suitable to enable us to get value.
Okay. And the FDI in news, any chance or are there any discussions, to your knowledge, increasing FDI?
We keep hearing about the rumors, but from the same, just from press, I said you would hear it also. So, and the answer is, do I have any specific information? The answer
is, there an inclination? Given the fact that, you know, a lot of the news is now being disseminated over the internet, where there are no such restrictions.
But, you know, the inclination of this government obviously is to open up and to have more FDI. So, I think we can be hopeful that maybe they'll do something. But obviously, you know, I've no specific information on whether they'll do it. If they do it, obviously it's a positive step. But, you know, I don't know if they're going to do it or not.
Does that help your restructuring in a big way?
I mean, potentially it helps the entire sector. You know, all sorts of new options and opportunities can be opened up if that happens.
Okay. And you very vaguely talked about the funding of the e-commerce site by investors. What does that exactly mean? Have you already sold interest this last quarter on that side, or how does this work?
Yeah, we did get funding in, like, on the Indian Roots side. We did get, funding in, and we will continue to. I think the point that Sora was trying to make very clearly is that we're not going to be leveraging, NDTV's own resources, because e-commerce is a slightly different animal to the rest of our businesses. It's an interesting business. It's growing very well, but we will, to the extent that we are doing it, we will be getting external funding from partners who understand what e-commerce is, how it works, how it can drive value. So we are not really putting our funds into this. We will be getting funding from outside. And, you know, that's the process that has been on.
Right. So, but is that like a transaction that's occurred or occurring this quarter, or what does this mean that we will be funded by outside investors? I mean, what's the ownership right now, for example, of Indian Roots?
Saurabh, you have the exact details?
Yeah. So, hi, Nandita.
Hi.
So, in terms of shareholding, NDTV owns roughly 62%. 23%, this is the effective shareholding, and 23% is held by an investor. This investment happened in two stages. The last one happened around September last year. So 23% is held by that investor, and the rest is held by the employees. That's the rough breakup. So a large chunk of the initial funding for this business came from the investor funding. And a lot of NDTV's contribution came through the marketing push that NDTV, gave through its TV and digital outreach.
Okay. And so going forward, is the thinking to maintain the 52 level, or is it and have the continual investment of NDTV's marketing efforts and maintain that level, or is it to have more external infusion by selling stakes? Like, what's the game plan here?
So then
I think all options
are possible. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, carry on.
Yeah. So, Nalita, all options are possible. The fact of the matter is, at this point, the company has got cash to operate for the next few months. So as and when there is a need for cash, at the point that I was making earlier, we would get investors to fund this. And NDTV would obviously use its digital and TV presence to get customers on board. So the point I'm trying to make is the marketing push from NDTV will continue, which will help reduce the customer acquisition cost, which is one of the highest costs in the e-commerce. But the real cash in terms of running the business, as you have done earlier, and as I was saying, we would get from the investor.
Okay, great. Well, good progress, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. I haven't got any more confirmations. I'm not sure if anybody else has joined. Parimal, Anant, Nandita, and we also had Saurabh joining the call. Anybody else?
I have just another question.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, you know, on convergence, you mentioned that there was a 6 crore exceptional expense for this quarter. What is that related?
Yeah, so on the convergence side, in 2006, I'll have to go transaction. It is disclosed in the notes to account to go through it. Of our account.
Somebody's phone.
Saurabh, just hold on because
there
is a little bit of background noise. I think somebody's logged in or somebody's in a noisy area. Let it just.
It's
better now. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So, Saurabh, if you refer to the note 4 of the published results, it explains this transaction. But I will give you a little more detail than there is. So in 2006, when we actually hived off convergence into a separate entity, we wrote a watertight agreement between NDTV and NDTV Convergence, which stood the test of time because we got several rounds of investment, including investments from GE, from bondholders, from other companies as well. In 2014, when with the new Companies Act coming in and renewed and a lot of interest in the convergence side of the business, we thought we would make the agreement even more watertight and even more robust. So we valued all the services being provided by the TV side of the business to the convergence side of the business and vice versa, and valued it, and we kind of entered into an agreement, a revised agreement. So as a part of that, to access all the archives of NDTV, Convergence agreed to pay a certain sum of money. So that is the entry really. So if we actually take that piece out, you will see that Convergence actually earned an EBITDA of close to 10 crores in this quarter on a 30 crore profit, which is 33% margin. So that's the part I was trying to make.
Right. So that was a payment which was made to NDTV, the entity.
Yeah, for the rights for the next 15 years, essentially.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, I'm confused.
Note 4 of our disclosure. So that explains.
So the 6 crores is a one-time expense for 15 years?
Yeah, that's right, Nandita.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, you know, I mean, we've launched the sports and the food mobile site. So I'm guessing that is what actually has increased the expenses for the convergence, because otherwise a lot of it should actually start flowing through to the bottom line, I would imagine, because, you know, the fixed cost would be high and the incremental rate will start flowing through to the bottom line.
Yeah, you see, on convergence, let me just actually explain to you that, you know, the fact is that in convergence, the amount that is flowing through the bottom line, you know, if you were to ask pure internet investors, they'll probably say,
why reinvest more? Why are you making profits at all? You know, that's sort of advice we get from internet investors who say keep on growing. So yes, we are going on reinvesting. You know, so and I said there's a very decent EBITDA that is coming on the consumption side. But we are scaling up gadgets, scaling up food, they're scaling up auto, we are scaling up, you know, all of these things. So there's a constant reinvestment that we are doing, and that, by the way, is going to continue because we do feel a position of dominance on the online side, and already there's some results that we are seeing from it. And 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, the investments that we are making are now strength will basically take NDTV to a different position. So we are going to continue to reinvest as much as we possibly can in on the online side, and that's really the clear strategic roadmap ahead of us.
Right. So on convergence, if I remember correctly, in FY14 we had a revenue of about 70 crores. Is that right?
Yeah, I think a little less than that. No, sort of. Yeah,
it was around 65. Yeah, close to 70.
Yeah, right.
And how much is the revenue that we've done in the 9 months?
You have that with you, sort of?
Give me 1 second. Do you have any other questions while I get this number for you?
And also, you know, just wanted some color on till what stage of revenue might we keep investing, you know, till say revenue of 100, 150, 200 crores, or, yeah.
You know, that on convergence, frankly, the system could also be a size and limit, you know, we think that this is really a very scalable business as we're already starting to show. See, a lot of the trends that are now happening in India are pointing to a lot of continued robustness and strength in digital. Let's understand the sort of money that we are now driving is happening off an industry where digital ad spend is still a fraction of the overall ad spend. The big trends are mobile is still to take off, you know, in other languages. We are going to see a major surge in internet penetration. All of those trends are still to come. So this is why this is really the sunrise area which we are going. I mean, it's not more than sunrise by now, but this is still a area where we see substantial and considerable growth going forward, which is why we want to go on making sure that we maintain our position of dominance there.
Right. Okay. And yeah. You know, if you can give the... So I've got the convergence revenues. For these 9 months, we have done 73 crores, so which is already more than the full year number for last year. Okay, that's a good number. Give some color on, you know, I mean, there is a shift which is going to happen to Bark from TAM, I think the next 2 months. So that is along the lines of what a lot of the broadcasters are wanting. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know our views on TAM. So we really are the people who are the first people to have really tested TAM, and we've been the leaders in saying that TAM is severely and substantially has major issues with it. So we obviously would be strongly welcoming the shift back. Having said that, we are also cognizant of the fact that the full process of transition may well take more than 1 or 2 months. Because remember, the real issue with why the TAM system wasn't working very effectively, to a large extent, a very small sample size. And even when you shift it to BART, the sample size is not really going up to 40, 50,000, 100,000 till, you know, 2 years or 2.5 years. So it's definitely a step in the right direction. Is it going to sort out all the issues overnight? Well, let's see. I mean, I hope they have a more robust system and things like that. Yes, but it's definitely a major step in the right direction. Get the system absolutely 100% okay. I think you will need to slightly higher sample sizes, perhaps a couple of things.
Okay. And any color on, you know, if carriage fees is sort of existing in the industry or what yet happening?
Yeah, so I did mention this a little earlier that we are definitely a bit disappointed that the economic model post digitization has been transformed in the manner that we were anticipating that it would. There have been some benefits.
Hello.
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 There's a lot of disturbance in the time.
Late kya hai na? Tum kon kon kaam karte ho isme? Kya hai sir? Ghar mein kaam karte ho.
Yeah, maybe people who are not connected is put it on mute.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing to do.
So on digitization, I think what we pretty much feel is that the economic model which was supposed to transform for digitization, that is yet to happen. It's not happened adequately. Like, you know, carriage fees are down, but they're not down 80% as was being expected originally. Subscription money was supposed to take off. It's not taken off. In fact, if anything, it's flat. So therefore, that is the big thing that we are still waiting to happen. That when will that model start to transform? And we are certainly hoping that the new government will now take. Arun Jaitley is a very, very smart man who understands the things. Let's hope that we'll start now working aggressively.
Okay, we have some huge disturbance happening.
Yeah, if everyone could just put this on mute, I'm both speaking. But anyway, I think we're almost done now.
I don't think anybody else has joined the call. So if there are any follow-up questions, Parimal, Nandita, Saurabh and Anant, you can mail them to me.
Okay.
And we can also get back, and we will be circulating the transcript as well of today's call.
Thank you. That's great.
All right. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. And Nandita, thank you for joining. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hello.